The Black Panther Party celebrates its 50th anniversary tomorrow. When the movement began in Oakland, California in the 1960s, leaders said it was to defend against police brutality and racial discrimination, to protect and support blacks with lunch programs and armed security patrols. But then FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover said it was the Panthers who were a threat to security. Well, today, young artists are reexamining the Panthers' legacy to create art aimed at inspiring a modern revolution. Chloe Veltman from Here and Now contributor KQED reports.
If you want to get a sense of how art goes hand in hand with political activism, spend a little time with Emery Douglas.
It's all the way up to the just to your right.
His Oakland, California apartment is home to a modest collection of Black Panther memorabilia, including a slew of books about the party. Douglas created striking images for the Panther's daily newspaper, like a famous ink drawing of an angry-looking pig dressed as a cop, armed to the snout with a baseball bat and canisters of tear gas and mace.
Symbolically representing the police themselves in relationship to their bad manners in the community.
Art was a powerful weapon in the Black Panthers' arsenal. It helped to shape people's views about the party. And as Panthers got arrested, art also brought in money to pay legal fees. Bands like the Grateful Dead and the Panthers' own rock group, The Lumpen, performed benefits for party members like Bobby Seale, who found themselves on the wrong side of the law.
Bobby must be set free, we're singing. Bobby must be set free,
just automatic.
There's a new generation of artists who've devoted themselves to tackling many of the same problems the Black Panther Party set out to solve. Oakland musician and activist J. Marie Hill is one of them. She didn't start out paying much attention to the Panthers.
I wasn't connected to the history of Black activism even as I grew up in the Bay Area.
But Hill's been struck by the near-constant barrage of news about African Americans being killed by police piling up in her social media feed. She says she's been inspired by the Panthers' sense of urgency towards their mission. You can hear it in her song, We Comin'.
Something that the Panthers and were absolute about, you know, was the idea that we're not going to wait for you for your approval. We're coming. We have these demands and we're not going to wait for you to tell us it's okay.
Hill and other artists are also using the Panthers' 50th anniversary as a way to refocus attention away from Panther men and onto Panther women.
The women in the BPP, the Black Panther Party, held it down, truth be told.
Yes.
You could not have done it without us.
Okay. That's a scene from Dimensions Dance Theatre's Project Panther. The group first performed the piece for the Panthers' 30th birthday in 1996. This time around, they've added a female character, played by Brittany Turner.
Then tell the whole story. We helped and played important roles with the students, the papers, breakfast programs, spreading awareness, right?
Yes, correct.
Another critique today's artists have of the culture surrounding the Black Panthers has to do with the glorification of its leaders.
Black is beautiful!
Free Hillary!
Party celebrities like Huey Newton, convicted of manslaughter charges in 1968, were frequent targets of the FBI, and the focus of much of the controversy surrounding the party, like allegations against some of its members for drug abuse and violence. Many artists I spoke with now want to highlight the important role ordinary people played in furthering the Panthers' mission. Take the new book of portraits by photojournalist Brian Shee and historian Yahuru Williams, The Black Panthers, An Unfinished Revolution. Here's Shee.
I would call it adding a dimension to the Panther history and the Panther story that really hasn't been told yet, and that's the viewpoint of the rank and file members.
Shee's photograph of former Panther Richard Brown speaks to this. Brown coordinated Black Panther jobs and education programs at a community center in San Francisco. In the photo, Brown, now 75 years old, looks cool in a leather jacket and a t-shirt bearing the slogan, All Power to the People.
The effect of the portraits is to really humanize people that I think have been really demonized.
Brown stares at the camera knowingly, daring you to take up the revolutionary mantle. If you want to take up his dare, one place to start your schooling is the Oakland Museum of California. Its new exhibition, All Power to the People, The Black Panthers at 50, features a bronze replica by artist Sam Durant of an enormous wicker chair. It's the chair Huey Newton sat in when he posed for what has become perhaps the Panthers' most iconic image. But museum curator Rene de Guzman says there's a twist. It's interactive.
And the public's invited to sit in it, so physically they can sit within the legacy of the Black Panther Party and reflect upon those ideas.
Step up. Take a seat. Have a think. That's what these artists are hoping you'll do. For Here and Now, I'm Chloe Veltman in San Francisco.